In the lunchtime edition, a female transported to hospital and another motorist and a child lucky to escape injury after a violent crash on the ABC highway this morning. The latest in a recent spate of car crashes. The Alliance to End Homelessness concerned about the continuing increase in the homeless on the streets. This after a site visit this morning to the latest squatters encampment. Scores of eager cricket fans line up as T20 World Cup tickets officially go on sale. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. A female attached to the United States Embassy has been transported to hospital while another motorist and his three-year-old son were lucky to escape major injury in a violent crash on the ABC highway this morning. One car crashed into another and flipped, ending up on its roof. The collision occurred about 10 minutes past 9 near the Garfield Sobers roundabout. The SUV with diplomatic plates that was driven by the female was headed away from the Graham Hall section of the highway and was approaching the Garfield Sobers roundabout at the top of Rendezvous Hill when the driver appeared to lose control, swerved to the left and crashed into an advertising sign, and then swerved back to the right and hit a passing car and flipped. The female did not appear to sustain any major injuries, but was said to be in shock and was transported to hospital by ambulance. The driver of the second vehicle and his three-year-old son, who was traveling with him, were uninjured. The motorist spoke to Starcom Network News at the scene.
Approximately around 10 minutes past 9, the CD car swerved off the road and hit the sign down there with the solar panels, and then over adjusting, the car came back into the road and clipped me on this side. You can see the damages there. And then from there, the whole vehicle flipped and ended up on top of there. The other one flipped and ended up on top. You see the damages here. And then it slid off. And then the two cars impacted together on this side. So I was just trying to make sure that the car stayed in the lane. Just me and my three horse and here. I'm grateful to be alive. That's all you can say about it. He said I'm just grateful to be alive. That's what's most important.
He noted the recent spate of traffic accidents and appealed for other motorists to be more careful.
People in a rush, people need to slow down. What people need to understand is more and more cars coming into Barbados. One of them is just a few cars up and down. During rush hour, it's chaotic. Everybody wants to go where they're going. So that is the cause of the accidents, basically the rushing. Because it ain't called for her to take out a whole sign and then come back in the road and flip. I had purchased this vehicle with the intention of making aside money, right? So I was actually on the way to get a seesaw out so that I can sell the vehicle this week. So you can see my situation there. Nothing, but God is good. He's alive and well, that's most important.
The driver of one of the vehicles involved in a two-vehicle crash on the ABC highway this morning. Another stakeholder consultation on homelessness is to be convened shortly amid concern over the continuing increase in the number of homeless on the streets who have been creating a number of squatter encampments. Today, President of the Alliance to End Homelessness, Kemar Safri, was meeting with community activist Adrian Donovan at Worthing Christchurch after Mr. Donovan circulated a video showing the state of the former automotive business that had been taken over by vagrants. Mr. Safri is concerned about the trend.
There's a major concern. I guess that you know we've been highlighting this issue for a while in terms of the rise among homelessness. And we predicted it. We've spoken on it several times where the rise would increase. Obviously, based on the situation that we are facing with, we are seeing that increase. They need to be that multi-agency approach. We're only one organization. While we are a main organization doing the work, we have to look at the fact that there is the mental health issues. The drug-related issues. Some of the persons do not want to come off the streets. Some of the persons there have different issues going on, family disputes. So there's a number of reasons why we are having the situation.
He wants a national effort to address the problem.
But I think that it needs a multi-agency approach that we've talked about. We've met with social partners. We've spoken with them. We're trying to push that forward with the government and other persons. But these persons, some of them are capable to work. you know, if we can help them with jobs, some of them need housing. So there's things beyond just the organization alone that we need to do that can address the homelessness. But we can only do one part of it, but we need other people to play a role to be able to do it.
The president of the Alliance to End Homelessness, Kemar Safri, in the Lunchtime Edition. Cricket fans came out in their numbers to purchase tickets for next month's Cricket World Cup as the box offices opened this morning at Kensington Oval despite a glitch in the point of sale machines which caused a delay.
Cricket look good, so I'm hoping that we get some of that good action down here. You know, that we need it down here, you know, so I'm hoping that everything works out fine.
As you see, I was here from like after 6 this morning. Yeah, because I was told that it was going to open for 8. So I decided to set my alarm for 5 and I got here for 6 this morning and I'm still here waiting, as you can see.
Global Media Operations Manager for the T20 World Cup, Philip Spooner, said the event is shaping up well.
So far, the atmosphere has been amazing. There's been a lot of attention to the tournament. Globally, it's literally out of this world. This morning, we had the launch of the amazing anthem and the music video with Sean Paul and Kes, two of the best and most visible global artists in the region. So from that point of view, it's been really, really outstanding. And we're very happy with that aspect of how things are going.
Global Media Operations Manager for the T20 World Cup, Philip Spooner. Some Barbadian artists are calling for the opportunity to headline shows that are held here in this country. This follows major events last week. Entertainer Michael Mikey Mercer believes while artists are thankful for opportunities, they should be given the chance to be more than the opening acts.
What I would like to encourage and to all promoters, and I say this without apology, if we do not believe in our artists, nobody will believe in them. You understand? And I'm hearing the people saying that it's getting annoying that our Barbadian artists are performing to grass at these events.
Artist Faith Callender had similar sentiments.
Well, I'm really looking forward to what's to come, you know, more deep into the crop over season, seeing we're celebrating 50 years. I do predict we should have a lot more events, and I do hope that translates for a lot more work for the artists. Over the weekend, I know we did have some Beijing placement, but I would love to see them being highlighted more, especially in the marketing as well. That's something that I would definitely say I'd like to see an improvement in.
Performer Faith Callender, and a magnitude 4.3 earthquake was felt in sections of Jamaica last night. The earthquake, which occurred about 8.02 p.m., was located approximately 5 kilometers south of Hope Bay in the northeastern parish of Portland. Our top stories. A female transported to hospital and another motorist and a child, his 3-year-old son, lucky to escape injury after a violent crash on the ABC highway this morning, the latest in a recent spate of car crashes. The Alliance to End Homelessness concerned about the continuing increase in the homeless on the streets, and they see a need for a concerted national effort to deal with it. This after a site visit this morning to the latest quarters encampment, that one at Worthing Christchurch. Scores of eager cricket fans lined up at the Kensington Oval this morning as the T20 World Cup tickets officially went on sale from today. And Barbadian performing artists call for more headline opportunities at local events. The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Bat. Good afternoon.
The latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean Bank and ICBL, always there when you need us most. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.